comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful planet we call Earth, thanks for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. You could be doing a million other things, but you've chosen to be here, and I appreciate it. We're here because you have a right to know and because you matter. Happy Halloween to everybody. Now, around the world, some folks won't understand that, but it's a big holiday in the United States and a few other countries. We're going to be talking about Halloween, where it comes from, tonight, and we're going to be doing some other special things. Now, among those special things, we're going to be joined tonight by Mark Maverick, who is live at a celebration in Covina, California. We'll get to meet some of the people that are out this evening for that celebration, and you'll get to see them if you're watching our show, and you should be. Tonight is a free night here at the Kevin Smith Show. We do that a couple of times each month, and so you don't have to be a member to watch tonight. All you have to do is get over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, click the big, big link that says Watch Free Tonight, and there you go. That's all it takes. In the second hour tonight, we're going to open up the Skype line in the second hour. Okay, so don't call during the first hour on the Skype line because we won't answer it. We can't because we are doing our live remote with Mark Maverick out in Covina. And by the way, I can see him with a bunch of folks. You can't see him yet, but I can see him with a bunch of folks all lined up and ready. And so hello, Covina, California. In the second hour, we will open the Skype line for those of you who want to enter our costume contest. All you gotta do is put on a costume. I'm wearing my Fright Night costume tonight. It's pretty realistic and I hope it's not too scary. I'm coming, to this celebration, tonight as a bald-headed 58-year-old man. And, I'll tell you what, it's kind of frightening. I'm looking at it on the screen. I don't know if I can stand it through the show. But if you want to enter the contest tonight, the costume contest, just be sure you have your costume on and then turn your Skype and your webcam on and give us a call in the second hour. Also tonight, we are going to trace the mysterious origins of this holiday that finds its roots both in paganism and Christianity. Yes, indeed, it finds its roots in both places, and it isn't celebrated really as a religious holiday here in the United States very much. It's pretty much just a celebration, just a reason to have fun, but we'll talk about all that tonight as well. Be sure, if you haven't registered for the Alchemy Event 2011 out in Los Angeles, be sure you go and register. It's alchemyevent.com, or just click the picture on my website, the banner on my website for the Alchemy Event. Be sure you get registered. Come on out to Los Angeles on November the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Come hang out with me. I want to get your autograph. I want to get my picture taken with you so that I will have pictures and autographs of the celebrities that make this show happen, and that's you. And I'm serious about that. So come hang out with me on the 12th and the 13th, and catch my presentation on the 13th. All right, we're going to step away for a break, and when we come back from this break, we're going to Covina, California, and Mark Maverick, so don't go away. if I push the right buttons over here, we won't have that feedback, will we? All right, welcome to Halloween night here at the Kevin Smith Show, and it is, I think, going to be both interesting and a lot of fun for everybody. As I said, we are privileged to have with us Mark Maverick out in Covina, California. He's on a remote broadcast location, and we're going to go to him. There is, I think, probably several hundred people surrounding him, so let's go see what's happening in Covina. Mark Maverick, can you hear us?
We got you, Kevin. And there's just a couple hundred people right around me here, but we probably have, I would say, over 4,000 people just within the three blocks that we have going on right now. We have the Trunk or Treat Festival here in Covina. This is our 11th year doing this. And you guys having fun?
Yeah,
and we just had a little costume contest a little bit ago, and our winner for the big guys, come over here, is our Rubik's Cube. Can you is he in the shot there, Kevin?
Yeah, we got him.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Daniel.
And what did you get?
I got a skateboard and a helmet.
Yeah, but it was a cool skateboard, wasn't it? One of those ones
definitely. That... Yeah, definitely.
So he was our winner for the big guys, and is our little pilot here? Is she here, or is she gone already? But we had a little, I think she was probably about 2 years old. She was dressed as an airline pilot and really cute, and she won our the little guys prizes. And then we had some dogs as well. Are the dogs here? One of them. Well, we have one of the dogs here. This one here wasn't in the contest, but we didn't see this one. This is a doctor, right?
He's a mad scientist.
A mad scientist. And what kind of dog is that?
He's a Pomeranian mix.
Pomeranian. It's got the little mask and everything. I don't know if you can see all that, Kevin.
Yeah. We're watching.
Yeah. And let's see here. Now, can you read my shirt?
No, the video is not quite clear enough for that.
Okay. Well, it says, I'm with Creepy, so I want this gentleman to come up here. Because he's my heckler when I do all the events at the park and all that. Him and his family are out in the park heckling me. So this is our turn to get back with him.
Halloween fun.
Yeah. Tell everybody your name.
Greg.
This is Greg and his son, Michael. And so I'm with Creepy. And even though he's kind of in a costume, what do you call it? The
dog.
Dog from... Well, tell everybody what it is.
Bounty hunter for bad people.
Yeah, Dog the Bounty Hunter. The only thing is he's usually on the other end of it.
Okay, all right, let's do this. Creepy, move over to your right so we can get a better shot of you there.
The right or the left, is that better?
Your right.
My right, that's that.
No, I'm sorry. Your left, my right.
That's what I thought. All right, come on over here. And this is his wife, too, which is your name?
Lisa.
Lisa. So Greg, Lisa, and Michael. Michael, look right up in that camera there. And you're actually talking all the way around the world on the Kevin Smith Show. What do you think of that?
Cool.
That's exactly my thoughts, too.
Hold Michael up so everybody can see him. He's a little bit under the camera shot here. There we go. Okay.
There.
All right. Hi, Michael. How old are you, Michael?
And let's see. What do we have
here?
We got
Mark,
a paintball guy.
Wait, Mark. Mark, how old is? Let Michael tell us how old he is.
How old are you, Michael?
Are you 21?
Yeah.
Are you 21? Yeah.
Yeah.
How old?
I need
to.
He's
single too.
How old is he?
Five.
He just turned five, and he's shy. He's not shy at the park, though. Okay, and let's see. Let's scoot over here a little bit and have some of these other people come in here, too. Let's see. We have... can't tell what it is. So you guys are all paintball people?
No, it's just me. Right now I'm the paintball guy. This is my nephew, Nathan. He's supposed to be a little G.I. Joe guy.
G.I. Joe.
The G.I. Joe. This is my son, Ruben. He's a skeleton guy. This is my other niece, Brianna. She's a fairy. That's my daughter, Gabriella. She's a punk rock princess. And that's my other niece, Haley. She's a Snow White.
Snow White, yeah. Fantastic. Now, are you guys from Covina as well?
We live in Covina, but we have family visiting over there. Shout out to Matthew and Tiffany.
Hey, family!
Visiting from Arizona.
Arizona.
Evandale, Arizona.
Kevin used to be from Arizona.
Oh, right on, right on.
What part of Arizona?
Avondale.
Yeah. Kevin, do you know where Avondale, Arizona is?
Absolutely. Avondale's right in the Phoenix area.
Yes. Yeah, and that's where Kevin was from. Yeah. All right. And see, we have some pirates and soccer players and, what do you call them, poodle skirt girls? Pink ladies. Okay, let's slide over this way here a little bit. I think we got off camera. And come on over here, guys. And, again, do you have any questions to ask Kevin? This guy is the smartest guy in the world. You know that?
That's true.
Yes, it is true. Well, he's smarter than me, and if anybody's smarter than me, they got to be the smartest guy in the world.
Who made the Grand Canyon?
Who made the Grand Canyon?
Who made the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
God.
There you go. There you go. It was God. Did you hear that? Okay, girls, come on over here. Let's keep going through here. We have a lot of people. And I don't know if you can see how wide you can see, but we go over to the south of us like another block and a half, and we go to the north of us about another block, and we have what we call trunk or treat, which is people dress up their cars, and then they give you candy out of the trunk of the car. I think that a lot of people do that. So they set up the cars in the parking lot, and you just walk by, say trick or treat or whatever, and they give you some candy. And we have them in all three parking lots. We also have a classic car show over here to the north and a motorcycle show. So, and then we have food vendors and all that around as well. And you can probably see me in a t-shirt, and I believe the East Coast just got pounded by snow. And I believe you said you were like 47 degrees earlier today. We were 85 today, and right now, anybody know what the temperature is right now? It's probably like 70. I almost went home and got my shorts on.
Okay.
So,
well,
and we
Mark,
have.
Yeah. Tell us about these. Camp. Tell us about these young ladies that are all lined up here.
Yeah. Well, we have a pirate.
I see the pirate.
And then we have. Yeah. And then Dorothy Gale from The Wizard of Oz, right? Where's Toto at? And how old is she?
She's two.
Two. You had to think about that. Oh, yeah. Well, you had to count on the fingers, because that's what I do. I have to count on my fingers. You know, one, what comes after one? Two, that's right. How are you that many? All right, and you guys are?
The Pink Ladies.
Pink Ladies. Now, do you know the Red Hatters? You ever heard of Red Hatters? Okay, that is when you're 50 and older. When you call Red Hatters, if you're under 50, you're called Pink Ladies. You have to wear a pink hat. But they're dressed up in poodle skirts. I don't know if you can see that from here. But and I believe that's actually how they made them back in the 50s. You would know more than I would, Kevin. You're a little bit older now. were they made out of felt back in the 50s?
You know, I really don't know. I was not actually, you know, into high fashion back then.
You didn't have a poodle skirt yourself, is what you're saying.
That's correct. I did not.
And what would they call it? Saddle shoes, too. But they have tenor shoes on. No saddle shoes. I don't think they even sell those anymore. Anyway, great. Thanks for coming by, guys. Let's see. We'll get some more people in here. Kevin, do you have any questions for any of these people here, you know, for anything?
Yeah. What's the purpose of the festival? What I mean, I know it's a big party and everything, but why are they doing this instead of going door-to-door trick-or-treating?
We are giving everybody a safe place to go. So, you know, if you go door-to-door, you never know what you're getting. That's why a lot of the cities, you know, open up their emergency rooms so you can bring in the candy to be x-rayed, because there's some, as you know, strange people out there, and they put razor blades or pins or whatever in the candy and the food they're giving out. Here, it's a safe place to be. We try not to have anybody with scary costumes so the kids aren't scared. All the candy is right from the stores. And again, everybody trusts everybody here. But that's pretty much what it is. It's a safe haven for everybody to come and enjoy themselves without any danger. You know, we do have security just in case something goes on and we escort those people off property. But it's a safe place to come.
Well, that's a great thing. You said you've got how many people there?
We are estimating about 4,500 tonight. It's kind of hard to tell because they're scattered over like about a 3 to 4 block area. I'm just here in the one section where we have the food court and some trunk or treaters in the back. But I'm kind of like in the center of it all because we're playing the music and all that.
Okay, so you now they can't see us, right?
No, they cannot see you.
Okay, but
we didn't want to scare them. We didn't want to scare them.
Well, I told you now, you know, my costume for this evening is rather frightening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's like me. I'm coming as a 52-year-old fat guy.
Well, it's a great costume. You know, it's very realistic.
Yes, thank you.
Very realistic.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. What's coming up next?
Actually, we already did our contest. We did our costume contest. We also did our dog costume contest. We do have a opportunity drawing, which is absolutely free for everybody. All they need to do is register over at our information booth. They get a ticket, and then we give away some great prizes. I believe we have a lot of restaurant coupons and stuff to give away, and there's some bags of stuff that are wrapped up. I can't even see what it is. But we do have – I'm going to go off screen here just for a second. And
well, that
we do have some
things.
Goodies to hand out there. I don't know if you can read that. Can you see that from there?
We can see you're holding up something, but it's just too blurry.
A box of Milk-Bone dog biscuits.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
So even the dogs get a treat when they come here.
Yeah. All right.
And but again, this is our 11th year here, and it's getting bigger and bigger each year. Even with the way the economy is right now, it's still a fantastic place to come.
All right, we're going to step away. We're going to check back in with you in just a little bit, and you will, of course, let us know the secret signal when it's time for us to highlight.
We will
highlight.
Give you the secret signal.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay. All right,
Kevin, thanks again.
You bet. There you go, folks. That's Mark Maverick. And folks out in Covina, California, at just one of the many millions of celebrations going on across the country tonight, celebrating Halloween. Now, I told you that we're going to get into what is Halloween and where what its origins are. And as you will note from what you've seen, oh, and by the way, the video signal that you saw, yeah, it's not so clear. At least we can see them, but it's not so clear. And the reason it's not is because we're getting that signal via telephone. How about that? Pretty cool, huh? So anyway, Halloween, the way it's celebrated here in the United States by most folks, is not necessarily related too much to its origins. It's just now a fun night where people get out and kids trick or treat. And if you don't know what that is, they knock on your door and they're in their costumes. And then they you go to the door and they say trick or treat. So you get to choose. Do you want them to play some kind of prank on you? Or you can buy them off by giving them candy and other little goodies. And they hold out a little bag and you fill it up. With candy. Just a lot of fun for the kids, and not too much related to either of its origins, and it actually comes from two different origins, two different places. The origin of Halloween, the oldest origin, there's two streams, two legs, and the oldest origin is in paganism. The youngest origin is in Catholicism or Christianity. And when they merged, they eventually came out to be what it is today. So let's talk about a little bit about the pagan origin, that side of Halloween. It may surprise you to discover that one of the key figures in this was a guy you all have heard about. His name was Julius Caesar. Really, I'm not kidding you. Julius Caesar played a part in what we know, anyway, or think we know, about the pagan side of Halloween. And the reason is that Julius Caesar wrote a book about his military campaigns to subdue Gaul, G-A-U-L. Now, Gaul was an area of Europe, most of Europe. It goes down into France, into the southern parts of Germany, into the Balkans a little bit. And because of the Celts who were part of that civilization, it crossed over into what today we call the United Kingdom, or some people refer to it as Great Britain, but actually more accurately, it went into the northern end of the UK. It went into Ireland, the Isle of Man, Scotland, that area. Gaul was a particularly tough campaign for Julius Caesar. He wrote a multi-volume history of the campaigns in Gaul, his campaigns, his military campaigns in Gaul. In volume 6 of that, he addresses their religion. And he identifies their religion as having some high priests or some priests known as the Druids. And then he describes some of what the Druids were engaged in, some of what they believed, and some of the practices at their various celebrations. So while a lot of people realize that there is a pagan side to the origins of Halloween, most people think that that pagan side included human sacrifice. And they think it included burning people in what we call the wicker man. You build a giant wicker man and imprison people inside it and set it on fire. And that's come down to us because of Julius Caesar's writings. That's what he said. Well, the holiday itself is called in Gaelic Samhain. And it looks like Samhain or something similar to that, but it's pronounced Samhain. And it's a harvest festival that marks the end of the harvest season. And it was celebrated on October 31st. Now, this predates Christianity getting into Ireland, Scotland, the Isle of Man, that whole area. It predates it by centuries. The Druids were a priestly caste, and they were in charge of these celebrations. But was it as pagan as it has been portrayed? Well, we'll find out a little bit more when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Kevin Smith Show, also known as the world's hottest talk show host.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about Halloween tonight. We'll be cutting away from time to time to go back to Covina, California, and talk with Mark Maverick. So, just kind of stay strapped in. But here's the deal about Halloween. The pagan side of the story is that the Celts, or some people say Celts, but it's Celts, the Celts had a religion that was not Christian. The definition of pagan is whatever isn't Christian. That's the way they defined it. And so their religion had a priestly caste called the Druids. The Druids were very influential in the Celtic culture. And the Druids were very... I guess you could say powerful by means of their status as the priestly caste. They had one druid who was elected for life to be the head of them all. There's not much that we know about what they believed about their philosophy, except it seems that it is pretty well established that they believed in reincarnation, so that the destruction of the body was not the destruction of the soul. And the soul, where did it go when the body died? Well, according to the Druids, it went into another body. So, there was no such thing as the destruction of the soul. Well, on that side of the origin of Halloween, October 31st was a big celebration. It marked the end of harvest. It also marked the end of the warring season, because back then they didn't fight in the wintertime. What they did was they fought in the spring and in the summer and in the early autumn. But then it was time to call it quits till next summer or next spring. And what they did is all the troops that they could get home, they got home for Samhain. It was a big celebration. People that had been away fighting were home. And, of course, their friends and family were glad to see them. And they had a chance at that point to meet with their king. You had all these little local kingdoms. And so the kings would meet with their people. The Druids would preside over the Samhain festivals. According to Julius Caesar, they practiced human sacrifice. But, ladies and gentlemen, the Celts did practice human sacrifice. They did. There are archaeological digs that have established that. Some mass graves of a ritualistic nature have been uncovered that were Celtic. In Gaul, in one of them, there were about 250 bodies, 250 skeletons. So they did. However, there really is nothing outside of Julius Caesar. There's nothing in any records showing that human sacrifice was practiced at Samhain. Now, they did light bonfires, and they would walk between, you know, they had several bonfires going. They would walk the path between the fires, and this was for some type of spiritual or religious purification. They would often make their herds of cattle pass through there because that blessed and purified them. That was their belief. But there's absolutely no record outside of Julius Caesar that Samhain contained any human sacrifice. That's not to say that for sure it didn't. It's just that you have to realize, for the Romans, I find this to be pretty interesting. The Romans, you know, these are the guys that had gladiators. Their big sport was to put people in the arena and make them fight till one of them killed the other one. And yet, to the Romans, human sacrifice was absolutely barbaric. It's kind of hard to imagine how those two things could be. On the one hand, it's a big sport to watch people go into the arena and hack each other to death or watch them be eaten by lions, and that was sport. But human sacrifice was seen as being absolutely barbaric. I mean, it was just the most atrocious thing that Romans could think of. There's hardly any horror greater than for the Romans to face people who practiced human sacrifice. So there are people who have said, since no one else ever wrote about Samhain being attended by the ritual of human sacrifice, then perhaps this is Roman Empire propaganda to whip up the crowds against the Gauls, to justify the expense and to justify the casualty lists the numbers of casualties that it would take to go and fight the Gauls and to keep ruling over the Gauls, because they're pretty unruly people. And one person wrote that I read today that this was Julius Caesar's version of weapons of mass destruction. And what he was alluding to, of course, was when President Bush and his administration made the case that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Everybody was whipped up into a frenzy, and away we went. And then there were no weapons of mass destruction. So this writer was saying that the story about human sacrifice very well could have been Julius Caesar's version of weapons of mass destruction to whip up his crowd into support for suppressing the Gauls. Well, it took a while, but Julius Caesar finally did suppress the Gauls, and at that point, persecution against the Druids began. Now, you have to understand that Julius Caesar was also Pontifex Maximus. Now, you may not know what that means. You have heard the Pope be called the Pontiff. That means the priest, Pontiff. Pontifex Maximus means the high priest, the ultimate priest. And today, the actual title of the Pope is Pontifex Maximus. He is the ultimate high priest, the Pope, the Il Papa. Well, in the that comes right out of the Roman religion, before there was Christianity running Rome, and it was called Pontifex Maximus. Julius Caesar was Pontifex Maximus, as well as being the emperor. So Julius Caesar was an extremely powerful guy. In Gaul, the Druids did not recognize the authority of the Pontifex Maximus from Rome. The Druids had their own version of a pope. And so when Caesar went in to conquer Gaul, one of the things he had to do to secure his power there was to get rid of any challenges to his authority, and that meant getting rid of the Druids, who did not recognize his authority as the Pontifex Maximus. And so they began. And it continued through several administrations after him, after Julius Caesar, and they pretty much wiped out the Druids. But the point of it all is that Samhain didn't disappear. They wiped out the Druids pretty much. There may have been a few stragglers left that didn't get caught, but they pretty much wiped out the Druids, this priestly caste, about whom we know very, very little. I've told you about the sum total of what we do know. And they got wiped out. Maybe a few stragglers survived, but only a handful. But the religion of Druidism, if that's what they called it, that religion was ingrained in the culture of the people. And you need to realize that in most places around the world, the religious beliefs cause the culture. So it's almost impossible to remove the religious beliefs from any culture. It can be done, I guess, but it's virtually impossible to do. You can wipe out the culture, but wiping out the culture, that was not the intent. That was not what they had planned. They just wanted to subdue Gaul. But the culture is caused by the religion. So the celebration of Samhain didn't go away. I'll tell you what did go away. Samhain traveled with the Celts across what today we call the English Channel, made its way into Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Isle of Man. And those beliefs thrived. The people there spoke the Gaelic language, and in the Gaelic language it is called Samhain. And at the end of the harvest, each year on October 31st, they had this big celebration. What did end, though, they didn't put a stop to the religious beliefs that were in the culture, because the culture was caused by the religious beliefs. What did end was the Roman Empire fell. And the Empire of Rome was taken over by, and was ruled by then, the Roman Church, which by now was somewhat Christian. Many people call it Roman Catholicism. And so when they came into Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Isle of Man, they started trying to, quote, convert the pagans. In Catholicism, there are saints. Each saint has a day of the year. On that day, it's a special day. It's kind of like a birthday, but it's not a birthday. It's a saint day. On that day, that saint is honored. Well, just in case we missed one, we don't want to offend any saints, so just in case we missed one, let's have All Saints Day. Now, the word for saint, it's translated saint in English, comes from the Greek word hagios, which also means holy. In English, holy ground is hallowed ground. A holy day is a hallowed day. And so it became, All Saints Day became All Hallows Day, because hallow is the English, Old English version of hagios. All Hallows Day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to step away for a break, and when we come back from this break, we will continue. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and our special Halloween program, our special Halloween celebration. We're going to step back out to Covina, California, and talk with Mark Maverick. I believe he's on camera and he's ready to go. Mark, can you hear us okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine. And I don't know if you can see in the background here, we got the cha-cha slide going on, and we have all these people dancing. It's actually wider than the camera shots. We're only going to be here for about another 10, 15 minutes. But did you guys have fun?
Yeah!
It's been a great time. Again, we're going to be giving away some more prizes here in just a few minutes. And Kevin, I know you've already mentioned it, but we're going to be seeing you here in just under 2 weeks at the Alchemy event, and we're going to hopefully broadcast live there as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Mark. You know, you and I met it was in Los Angeles a couple of years ago, and so we're going to be doing live remote from the Alchemy event. And let me shut up and let you invite all of your Indy 104 folks to come out to the event.
Okay, yes, and if you're listening to the Kevin Smith Show or our listener on Indy 104, we have a special prize for you. Was it $59, I think, Kevin? I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
For all day Sunday, you can come into the Alchemy event all day Sunday, $59, and you get to see the Kevin Smith Show as well. Not the Kevin Smith Show, but your seminar.
Yeah, I'll be doing a presentation called Defense Against the Dark Arts. But also, folks get to meet us. Now, can you think of anything in the whole world that would be more exciting than meeting Mark Maverick or Kevin Smith?
You know, you get to meet an old bald guy and an old fat guy. You know, what better than that?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, just for grins and giggles, I'm going to wear this costume to the Alchemy event.
Yeah, I'm going to try to wear something so I don't look as fat.
What, a box?
Yeah, a burlap bag. Burlap bag.
Well, what's going on back there behind you with all these folks?
We are playing the cha-cha slide right now. I don't know if you can hear it through the microphone, but we have all these dancers. They're all the way around me, and we have a little Superman here. Who's the other half of the Superman here? Anybody know? Can you see down here this low?
Let's see. Let's go to a different shot and see if we can see him.
You know, because legalities.
We can see his head.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pick him up and show him right into the camera there. He's trying to fly away.
Yeah, we can see him trying to run away there. Hey, Superman.
Yeah, that little blue light.
How about that? Look at that, Superman.
The little Superman, and he is flying right now.
And how old is Superman?
How old is he?
18 months old.
Oh, he's getting in on all the on the cha-cha slide too.
There he is. He's getting. We just did the Cupid Shuffle a second ago, and now we're doing the freeze dance. So when he tells you freeze, you got to stop. Okay. Now you can dance. All right, Kevin, I'll let you get back to your show. We're going to end up here in a few minutes. Thanks again for having us online, and we'll see you in a week and a half.
All right, Mark, thanks for being here with us, and we'll keep the camera connection up in case you have something else you need to talk to us about. But let me say thanks to all the folks there in Covina, and thanks for everybody that appeared on the show tonight. You're great. We love you, Covina, and come see us when I'm out in Los Angeles here in a couple of weeks. All right. Now, let's go back to the origins of Halloween. As you see how it's being celebrated. This is just one among many celebrations that are taking place all across the United States. Where people just get together and have fun and dress up in costumes. But it does have religious origins. And as I said, the Roman government tried to stamp out the religious beliefs of the Druids. And they tried to make sure that religion fell. But instead, Rome eventually fell several centuries later. So Rome was in charge of Gaul for about 500 years. And then when the Roman government was replaced by the government of the Roman Church, the Vatican, when that happened, then they tried to take a different approach. They wanted all of these so-called pagans to become Christians. And, of course, they've used all kinds of means, including torture, to do that. But they didn't always use torture. They used a lot of different things. And one of the tactics that was done on several holidays. For instance, Christmas. Well, Jesus was not born on December the 25th. It says in your Bible that the shepherds were in their fields keeping their flocks by night. They don't do that in deep winter. They don't do it in December. It was more likely springtime. April, May. But the church noticed that the pagans had a big celebration, a big holiday, on December the 25th. And so the church put their umbrella over it, sort of baptized it, and said, okay, we know you want to celebrate on that day, but let's celebrate and do things that give glory to God. So they did the same thing with Samhain over in Ireland. Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Isle of Man. And so they have this All Saints Day, All Hallows Day. It's November the 1st. But on the night before, on October 31st, all of these pagans all over Ireland and Scotland, Wales and Isle of Man, they were celebrating Samhain on October 31st. So the church just sort of put their umbrella over it, kind of baptized it, and they had All Hallows Day. Now this became All Hallows Eve. All Hallows Evening, the night before All Hallows Day. And they tried to sort of, you know, change the customs that way. And actually it worked to some degree, because what happened was the celebrations of Samhain continued, modified a little bit by Christianity. Now it has a new name, All Hallows Eve, which became Halloween. And it is what they did, because they built bonfires and stuff like that. The church said, okay, well, we're going to light candles for those who have died and who are still in purgatory. They haven't made it to heaven yet. And so the first jack-o'-lanterns were actually large turnips, and they would carve out these turnips to make a little place to put a little candle. And then they would light the path to the church with these candles. Those were the first jack-o'-lanterns. Well, the Protestants, when they arrived over here in the New World, they rejected the pagan customs. They rejected the Catholic customs. It was the opinion of the Protestants at that time that if it's Catholic, that's pagan. And so that's if you don't think that's true, you go back and read what they wrote at the time. They were tough. And so they said, well, if it's Catholic, it's pagan. And if it's pagan, it's pagan. So they didn't celebrate All Saints Day. They didn't celebrate All Hallows Eve. Okay, they didn't do any of that. What they did to mark the end of harvest was to come up with something new, Thanksgiving, on a different day, completely different, completely new, and that's what they did. So that is the story of the mysterious origins of Halloween. It comes from two completely opposite religions, meshed into one, and then looked secular. All right, we'll be back right after this. Alright, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and let me say that during the break, our internet connection got hit and is still trying to recover. So I realize that at this moment, I'm speaking only to myself. However, there will be people that listen to the archive, and there will be people that watch the latest show, so the show goes on while this tries to recover. The internet connection is down here. That means the telephones are down. That means the radio stream is dead. It's gone. Internet connection is kaput. What we are doing is talking about the whole thing with Halloween. You know, Halloween, and hopefully this problem will correct itself here in just a little bit. But Halloween is a pagan holiday mixed with Christianity, a version of Christianity that some Christians consider not to be Christianity. or at the time that was the case. I don't know that there's so much of that today. There's some of it, I'm sure. But at the time, when the New World was being settled, and of course today that is the United States of America and Canada and Mexico and South America. But when that was being settled, especially here in what is the United States today, there was a big influx of Protestants, and their opinion of Catholicism at that time was that Catholicism was pagan. They didn't consider it to be Christian. And so they rejected both Samhain and All Saints' Day. And they didn't celebrate it at all. So how is it that here in America, we got to a point where the holiday known as Halloween became a holiday here? How did that happen? Well, it happened when we had a big influx of Irish immigrants to the United States. That's when it happened, because they were still celebrating it. They were still, the whole thing about Samhain, All Hallows' Eve, Halloween, that had never died out in Ireland and parts of Scotland, Wales. It had not died out. It was still celebrated there and was quite legitimately considered, or was considered quite legitimately to be a holiday there. So when the Irish immigrants came here in great numbers, and there were great, great numbers of Irish immigrants that came to America, and when they did, they brought that with them, so that by the late 19th, early 20th century, what was happening was that Halloween was, in fact, being celebrated all across America and with growing popularity. And it is popular today. All right, now, what we're going to do is step away for just a little bit and play some music and see if we can't work on this internet problem.
Because you think I don't belong. We used to be so scared and terrified of what you might do. But now I see a brighter world where there's no you. I don't have to compromise. You don't realize that you're not above me. I don't buy all your empty lies. How you victimize anyone who loves me. Mm-hmm.
change to me if you're in control. Yeah.
I don't have to compromise. You don't realize that you're not above me. I don't buy all your empty lies. How you victimize anyone who loves me. I don't have to compromise. You don't realize that.
to play those easy times. That hedonistic lifestyle, there were easy times.
Thank you. Hi, this is Tors Baron Copley from the United Kingdom, and you are listening to the fantastic Kevin Smith Show. From the United Kingdom, and you are listening to the fantastic Kevin Smith Show. Hi, this is Tors Baron Copley from the United Kingdom, and you are listening to the fantastic Kevin Smith Show.
Coming back to me.
Well, nobody can say Halloween's not exciting. Folks, it isn't us. The internet here went dead. I mean, just bang, it was gone. That means that our stream to our affiliates went down. That means that our video stream went down. Ghosts and goblins in the system, I guess. Anyway, they've gotten it fixed. I don't know if there's anybody still listening, but if you are, and if you have Skype and video cam, and you want to do this contest, I would suggest it'd be pretty easy for you to win, because I bet there's not two or three people still hanging around trying to figure out what's going on. I apologize for that, but... you know, technology is what it is, and from time to time, technology does weird things, and this did. The weird thing about it is that parts of the system were still working. That's what was weird about it. Parts of the system were still working, but just the internet thing was not. Okay? Alrighty. Well, now, I'll tell you what we've got here. Now, this is pretty interesting. I know who this is because the mask looks so much like, what it looks like without a mask. So, you know, that's pretty interesting. Okay, we have a caller from, our Skype line. And so tell you what we're going to do. We're going to head over to the Skype screen and let you take a look at this individual. You want to tell us your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes. My name is Kevin Smith, and I'm from Kentucky.
I'm betting this is Mike.
Yeah, you're right, Kevin.
Mike, this mask that you've got on for your costume here, does it have a name? I mean, are you?
It's just called Ugly Am I.
Ugly Am I? I
yes.
See. Kind of looks like Bigfoot a little bit.
Well, you know, this is what a good Kentuckian looks like when he gets old.
Oh, is that right? Well,
yeah,
let's see.
No teeth.
Yeah, now we got a good close-up on you there.
Yeah.
And let's see if we can get a better shot here. There we up. Oh, there we go. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
All right, so, well, that's our first entry into the costume contest. So let me ask you something, Mike. Are you... did you stick around through all of the silence there on the air?
Yes, I did, and several of us were chatting, wondering what happened to you.
Yeah, well, I was wondering myself. I still wonder. It just went dead, and then after a while, it was back. So, I don't know. Some little ghosts, little goblins in the system.
well, we were speculating on whether or not, you know, where you got hit because you were revealing all the history of Halloween.
Yeah, you know, it's possible, but, you know, who would hit me for that?
Well, all the gremlins. Who
all else? The all the gremlins, yeah. Well, did you go out trick or treating with the grandkids there this evening?
No, I didn't. I stayed here and handed out a little bit of candy, and then after a while, I just came in here and stayed away from it all.
I see. Is Halloween celebrated? Is it a pretty large celebration there in Kentucky?
Oh yes, we have starting usually about a 4 or 5 days. They have all of these places around the town and the county that hold parties and things for the kids. And then tonight, some of the stores set up like little carnivals.
Uh-huh.
And let the kids ride free, and then they give out candy, and then the kids still go trick-or-treating.
I see. Well, since you're wearing a mask, do you know where that tradition of wearing masks and costumes came from?
Well, I don't know unless it came from the Shakespearean plays.
No, it was the when they had this when the Catholic Church threw their umbrella over Samhain and said, okay, we're going to call it All Hallows' Eve, and they established some, you know, new traditions. When that happened, they established the idea that, you know, if there are evil spirits out there, and if you, in fact, wear a mask and, you know, put on a costume that's frightening, then what will happen will be that it will, if there's, you run into one of these spirits, then this spirit will see you and say, well, he's one of us, you see.
Yeah.
And since you're one of them, they leave you alone.
I guess this looks a little bit like a Kentucky gargoyle, doesn't it?
A little bit. Hey, yeah, hang on, we have to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
All right.